healing perfectly. Yep. Troll for a doctor.
For a follow-up doctor.
Follow-up doctor, yeah.
So you had to take him to another one?
I had to take him in yesterday.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was continuing.
Well, they change his bandage every 3 days.
Mm. Okay.
And so the doctor that I took, he's got all this.
Do you want me to turn this off?
Yeah, please.
Pause.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Okay. Any question about what we've been talking about? Legion of Pan, any of that? Works for bugs, too. I have restaurants that call me. I do.
Don't tell us which one.
I won't.
Actually, afterwards, tell me which
they're
ones.
They're higher up restaurants. Well, I got the bugs out.
I don't want to know.
Every restaurant has.
Has some.
Yeah.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've worked in enough of them to know that.
Oh, wait. Did you get a
rodents.
Formula for that?
Sure. I asked the Legion of Pan. I give them the address to have the roaches removed.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And that restaurant's.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. They send me a gift certificate and stuff.
But do you use them?
Huh?
Do you use them?
Seldom. It was a big one too.
Well, I was saying when I was in the credit card processing business, I went in many kitchens. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was clean. They all left within 24 hours. They were gone.
They're gonna come where food is. Period.
It's amazing how you can work with nature. And I was talking to Marigold, and I thought, you know, you're lost in the woods, and you can call upon nature to help you, to get you out and safe. And there's so much that can be done to help you. That's what the Indians did. They worked with nature, you know, before they went to shoot their prey, their kill, to feed the tribe. They gave thanks. We don't give enough thanks. But there is one for purifying food and taking it back to the state that God originally intended it to be.
Or water.
Water.
Yeah.
And food.
I haven't done it since I've built up my authority, and I need to try it again because I remember you saying how it would turn like cold.
Yeah, you put it in glass and put your hand on either side and it just gets cold. Old.
I need to do that again.
It's trippy. Very trippy. It's done with wine.
Did I tell you I got rid of my daughter's kidney stones?
No.
I didn't, but...
Yeah.
You facilitated.
I facilitated, yes.
Oh, well, that's what we all are, aren't we? We're facilitators.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No questions at all? Mm-hmm. All right. New subject. Where are we going to go? What do you want to talk about?
Amen.
It's a little, I knew he was going to say that. A little group.
What does he want to do?
Yeah, I always say aliens because I know Carol gets all.
I don't like talking about them.
We talked about them quite a bit not too long ago.
We did, and he wasn't here.
Ha ha ha, you missed out. Yeah, missed out, you miss out.
Are there what?
Is there anything that you're led to talk about? Is there something that...
I deal with so much every day that, I had a woman call me that was in horrible, horrible shape, and she had sent out a curse on another woman, and the woman sent it back to her.
Oh, she knew how to do it, huh? Tenfold? Sorry.
And she wanted me to take it off of her.
And?
I can't.
Because she sent it out originally.
Well, the thing is this, and I told her, I said, look, the only way I could possibly remove it from you is if you recognize that it was wrong to send it in the first place. And that you will never, ever do that again. And I don't think you... recognize that it was wrong of you to do it in the first place, and I think you're going to do it again. Mm. So unless you've learned the lesson, I can't take the lesson away from you. But I'm in so much pain.
I sent a drawing spell to her to dry out everything, and it came back to me. My eyes, my nose, my mouth, my body. She said, I can't stand it. I'm in constant pain.
And think what she did to that woman.
I said, or tried to.
I said, did you not learn anything from this? I'm in pain. Mm. Help me. Mm. Take it off of me. I thought I'd give it a shot, just to see what would happen.
It didn't work.
No, of course it didn't work. But I thought I'd give it a shot. I don't know.
You didn't get in trouble for doing that?
You got to give it a shot, right?
Well, yeah, but you can get in trouble for that.
No.
Okay.
She asked.
She asked for help.
Okay.
Has she thought about apologizing maybe too?
That's what I nailed her with.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, look, it's like this. The only person that's going to be able to remove this is the woman that sent it back. It's your curse, not hers. She protected herself. You need to tell her that you are sorry, ask for forgiveness, but you've got to be sincere. If you're not sincere, she can't even help you. You need to learn from this lesson.
How many days ago was that?
Well, I talked to her today. Hmm. I don't think it's going to work. She hasn't learned. I know she hasn't learned. She's learned the pain of it, but she hasn't learned.
But she's probably blaming the other woman.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, what she says to me, she says, well, if I call her, she won't talk to me. She hates me, and she'll embarrass me to everyone else and make me a laughing stock. Really? That's all you care about?
Right. Better be in pain. You're right. Better be miserable than I'll have to.
A drying spell.
A drying, yeah.
Who would have thought about that one?
Well, it's this woman she thought was after her husband.
I was going to say, she probably was. Easy. Sleazy.
And so she was going to dry her up, I guess.
Yeah, she's bad.
I could give her mine.
I have a number of clients that would love to be able to do that, as a matter of fact.
Here's a nice
bag. I was just talking to a couple of them today. One of them fought for her husband to get him away from this girl. It was about 16 years old. Now she'd pay her to take him. That's all horrible. Just horrible. Absolutely horrible. How sad.
So what's your theme been this week? You usually have a theme every week.
Well, I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't do curses or spells or anything of that nature. Although I told her, I said, I do send them back. And I said, when she first told me it, I said, it might have been something I sent back. I don't know. That's true. I do it a lot.
So how do you know, because I've seen on your website about sent it back threefold and then tenfold. Well, how do you know if someone has sent a curse at you?
When I do the calling forth of curses, spells, conjurations, hexes, fixes, damnations, they feel it through here really strong. And the lifting will not work until that is removed. Then the lifting works.
So if I start doing the lifting and something is still not working, I need to get out my little fingers and go, is this a curse hex? Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You don't whip out my fingers.
Well, that's a little kinesiology fingers.
So why
not
here?
That finger.
So explain this. Not here. Here. Solar plexus.
That's your solar plexus. Gut.
This is your heart chakra. This is your solar plexus. If somebody, for some reason, somebody sends a curse to you, everything goes through the solar plexus. All energy goes through the solar plexus.
Like sometimes I wake up and it's just like.
Then that means something's not good.
You know, it's the.
Clenching.
Yeah, it's very, very uncomfortable.
It's kind of like an alarm system for your body that's not right.
Yeah. And you may have something attached. You haven't done the liftings, have you?
Really?
Well, there you go. We'll get it taken care of tonight. Where was I?
I was asking if you had any theme this week, because usually people come in with the same thing over and over.
I've got a lot of cases of dementia. Mm. We're going through, there's spouses with dementia. I've got a lot of that going on. And that's really tough. And I try to help them through.
Because you can't do much with
seeing. No, I can't do anything. I can tell them about the Risperdal. And that helps. But I can give them a pretty good idea of how long it's going to last and what the next steps are. Just tough.
We need to do that.
Yeah. I've got a really good friend that she's having to go through 24-hour nursing at $19 an hour. It's tough. So I've got a lot of that. Got a couple of husbands that are dangerous, but their wives are very afraid. They want to leave them, but they don't know how to get out of there cleanly without getting themselves killed. I help them with that. I'm not gonna tell you the technique that I use, but I do help them with that because I don't want it on there.
And we can turn that off.
Okay,
awesome. So last week, a week ago Thursday, I was playing with my dogs and my carnelian broke. And I, probably because I'm living in a much more populated area now, I was okay the first couple days being able to push all everyone else's feelings out. But then by Monday, it was to the point where I could not even leave my house. It was that bad. And my husband came up here on Wednesday on his lunch and bought a carnelian and then came home and gave it to me. He was like, "Hey, I'm not trying to be mean, but you were vibrating. I could literally just feel you vibrating across the room." And because he does have guests, he just doesn't want to accept them yet, and that's okay. Is there ever going to become a time when I'm going to learn how to get better at pushing that? So I'm always going to need the carnelian.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Now, it gets a little bit better to where you can do without it for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
But then you have to go back to it.
Okay. Well, at least I have this tool now, because I knew exactly what, and the minute I put it on, I thought it was almost psychosomatic, because I immediately started feeling better, but then the next day when I got up, everything was just back to normal. I had energy again, everything was fine. So.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I officiated a funeral Saturday, it was last Saturday, and I wore 2 gigantic carnelian bracelets to get through the funeral, because he was a friend of mine.
See, it broke, and I've been going to the nursing home on the weekends. I'm doing some work on one of the family friends up there, and I was very reluctant to go without it, but I made it through that. Then I made it through Sunday brunch with my mom, taking her out, and then Monday it was just like, it was so overwhelming. Literally couldn't leave my house.
Yeah.
Would you talk about the carnelian?
Carnelian is a stone. It's a bracelet. The best way to explain it is the first time I ever went to Japan, I was told to get a carnelian ring and to wear it on my middle finger of my left hand. And
It was a band.
It was encircled. Carnelian. And I went there to do a documentary, and I went, it was myself and a male psychic. And he's a psychic vampire. And in order for his psychic abilities, he has to take your energy. That's how he works. I've never seen anyone like that before. He couldn't touch me because I had that carnelian on. I didn't know what it was even for. But he couldn't get my energy for love nor money, which was great. I actually had 3 of them. And so he tried to get my translator. So I put the carnelian on her, and he couldn't get her energy, and then a friend of mine, and he couldn't get her energy, and I realized it was protecting my energy. So I found out that I could get a bracelet, and that would work as well as the ring did. And I call it my Walmart bracelet, because I can go shopping at Walmart, and it doesn't faze me as long as I have that bracelet on. But if I go without the bracelet, I am drained, I'm wrecked. I feel like you have to pour me out the door when I'm done.
Okay, now you mentioned that going having the funeral and wearing three bracelets.
Two bracelets on the left arm.
So you're protect. So
that way, I protect. I'm protected from their energy, and I protect my energy. I don't pick up their grief.
Is there some point that you think that we need to feel others, the grief of others?
Why?
No, I mean, that's my question.
No.
You know, I mean, like when I read the newspaper, I mean, I'll cry.
Why?
Because someone is out there and they're in pain.
You what, probably need to pour in.
I'm going to ask you a question. No. What good does it do them for you to sit there and cry?
They're having to learn their lesson.
No. What good is it doing them for you to hurt over them? Does it accomplish anything?
I wonder if that's what makes, that's where the human comes in.
I'm asking you a question. Think, does it do them any kind of good? Does it help them in any way, shape, or form for you to hurt over them?
I would assume not, because they don't even know they're...
And why? If it doesn't contribute and it's not productive, why would you do that to yourself? Does it make you feel better about you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then you need to stop. Because you're doing more harm than good.
But I think I worry that I would not want to be unaffected. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm not unaffected when I wear my cornelian, but I pick up other people's energies to the point that I literally feel what they feel. And if I don't have it on, I can't separate my literal feelings from theirs. I can have sympathy, but still not actually break down into tears with them and actually be okay and comfort them.
You can keep yours separate.
Yours
from theirs.
Separate from theirs.
And know what's yours.
And know what is mine. I didn't used to know.
Yeah.
I didn't either. See, I thought my purpose here was to save the world.
I did too. And I also thought I was crazy, so.
Well, I never thought I was crazy. Other people said it, but I didn't. And I used to wake up about twice a year crying, just sobbing and crying for everything that my clients went through. And my husband would just have to hold me and rock me for about an hour. And my guides said to me, "What good is this doing your clients? What good is this doing anyone?" It didn't. I was taking everything on to me. I was hurting me, and it wasn't helping them.
The heat in your chest, there's the pain of what someone else is
feeling. I know what I feel like. I work on murder cases, girl. Yeah. I get murdered. I know what it is. There I can be productive. There I can get a murderer. I can't do it crying for the world. I can wreck myself over it. I was in the hospital twice with my intestines over worrying about people and about situations and the cruelty. Didn't help them. Didn't fix it.
It broke you.
Broke me real good.
That's how I ended up with bleeding ulcers.
I know. It doesn't do it good. It sounds wonderful to be a wonderful person, to cry for the world and all that, but it doesn't do you any good, and it does you harm. But if you want to continue it, it's okay. There's no judgment here. Mm-hmm. But I'm giving you information that you really need to look at, because you're going to do harm to you. If I could cry and hurt for the world and fix it, I'd do it in a second.
It doesn't change your humanity.
Yeah, like there was an unexpected death this week, an accident. And, you know, and all I could think about as I went to sleep was, you know, here's the family there at the hospital, and they're, you know, the pain that they're, it's like, I don't know, like an internalization of.
But did it help them?
No, just.
You're tormenting you.
Yeah.
And it will make you physically sick eventually.
It will. It will end
was
up in
it someone
disease.
You knew?
No. But he was involved with someone I cared deeply about.
Well, I'll tell you what. The funeral that I officiated over was a friend. I just found out. I had no way of even preparing for the funeral. And I could not break down. I had a family I had to help.
Mm-hmm.
I had friends of his that I had to help. I can't do it crying. I can't do it broken. That's why I wore two of them. Because it hurt. But I also know that there's life after death, and there is no way out of this place except death.
Right.
It's all about learning. This place is for learning.
It's school. And it's hard.
It's the same way with hate for someone that has done you wrong, or
yeah,
or dislike, or for us. I like to watch the ID Network and see the murder shows and stuff like that, and to see, you know, I will never forgive him and this and that. Oh, he doesn't care.
That poisons your soul.
It
yeah,
poisons
it.
You.
Well, what you're doing
two
poisons
sides of the same
you.
Coin.
Yeah.
It's all, it's lovely and it's nice and it's good and it's, like I said, I used to wake up crying for the world.
You can still have compassion.
Well, yeah. Have compassion over situations, but don't take that actual emotion on yourself, because
it
doesn't
hurt
do anyone any good, and it does hurt you physically.
Would that be a dark side
yes.
tactic to
it
you?
Is.
Yeah, because it weakens you. Yeah, okay.
It weakens you. It leaves you susceptible to illness. It breaks you down emotionally, mentally, physically.
Because there's a demon of depression.
Yeah, you bet. But it took me a while to learn all that, because I was just wide open with, you know, everybody's emotions, everybody's feelings.
That's dangerous for you.
It was extremely.
More so than
yeah.
the average person.
Yeah, it was bad. And working on murder cases and getting murdered was not a good thing. Although I still believe that being the murderer was worse than the victim.
Mm-hmm. For you or for the
me.
Murderer? Yeah, for you.
Being the murderer was harder on me than being the victim in many ways.
Make you feel like you need a shower, something you just can't
no,
quite
it was
wash
worse
off
than
with.
That. It was worse than that.
Because you got in the mindset of the killer?
Yes, I was the killer.
Right.
Killer.
Right. But I mean, the fact that you were in that head and with all the.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
I've seen how you have been over an accident and you scared the poop out of me. So I don't want to see you during the other.
It's bad. It's really bad. I don't like being a victim either, I might add. But particularly serial murderers. So if you want to cry for something, cry for a serial murder. The sickness there is beyond anything I've ever encountered.
So they're feeling the same pain that you're feeling through them?
That's really not the right way to say it. I'm feeling their emotion. They're not going through pain.
Okay, that was my question.
They're not in pain.
They're not going through pain. Okay.
No, it's something entirely different. Usually sexual.
Okay. Yeah.
When she's the victim, she feels their pain.
I feel their
right,
pain as a victim.
Right. I thought she was saying that the killer actually was in such pain that you were feeling that pain. But then I was like, why would they kill if they were in pain?
Although that has been part of it some cases.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to ease their pain.
No, they were in such a rage of pain.
Ah.
It was a rage of pain. I had this one woman that desperately wanted to kill the man that she loved, and she was in such a rage that when she leaped into me, she was in such rage and she felt so much guilt over the fact that she wanted to kill him, she killed herself. Mm. Never felt anything like that before.
Wow.
I had to get her out of me, like, immediately.
Did you feel what she felt at the moment that she killed herself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa. And her mother was there.
Whoa.
Oh, it was bad. Oh, it was really bad. It was.
Oh, did they know she killed herself?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God! In front of her mother?
No, it wasn't in front of her mother.
Oh, okay.
I was in front of her mother.
Right. Yeah.
With her in me.
Wow.
That was bad.
Wow.
I thought you were gonna say she had framed him for her.
No, she was gonna shoot him. Okay.
But she turned it on herself
instead. She turned it on herself instead. And she was in that rage when she did this. It was very bad.
Well, like you see with the Columbine killer did that, but a lot of times after the shooting spree, they'll kill themselves. I don't know if it's...
Well, they do that because there's no way out.
Mm-hmm. Right, they don't want to suffer.
They don't want to spend the rest of their
life. It's a suicide going in. And it's how big of a name they can make for themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what the whole point is.
They don't want to be punished.
I watched the show last night about the guy in Norway that killed all those people. Mm-hmm. And then after he was done, he just called 911 and said, come get me, and thought he was going to be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
There was one in Hot
Springs. Killing 97 or 77 people.
Yeah.
There was one in Hot Springs that I didn't remember. It was in 2015. The father kept getting angrier and angrier, and he all of a sudden they came home one day, and he pulled out his gun. Shot the mom, shot the daughter, but it just caught her here. But his oldest daughter, that was her half-sister, the girl that was telling the story, killed her too. And it was because she wouldn't make her children eat vegetables.
I didn't.
You didn't do anything on it? But I didn't even remember it.
I don't know anything about it.
So.
There's stuff like that all the time. Yeah. There's bad stuff going on in the world, and it's everywhere, and it's going on all the time. That's just the way it is. And you can't tune into that stuff now. It's not healthy. Be aware of it. Don't tune into it. Recognize it. And then recognize that everybody has a path. And they have the right people that are murdered. 2 weeks before they get murdered, they say their goodbyes to everyone. And these are people that are murdered by random shootings and killings. It's their time.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Well, it's not okay.
He'll
okay,
be back.
But it's okay. It's part of life. It's a cycle. I don't believe in death. I just really don't believe in it.
That's
just a transition.
It is a transition.
Similar to what Judy was saying. You know, when you know these people are suffering, they're suffering for a reason. They are, as Carol says, they're learning a lesson of some kind. So it's not random suffering, that they just happen to be the unlucky ones to be suffering. They're suffering for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
Right. And it was when I started to understand that through your teachings that I really, because I was the same way. Uh-huh. I was feeling bad about everybody that was feeling bad. And I was like, no, they're feeling bad for a reason. And for me to go and actually take them out of that or whatever may take them out of the lesson that they are to learn.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. I learned that one the hard way too.
Yeah.
You can't take people's lessons for them. You're doing them an injustice if you do.
Yeah, because then that comes back and they have to go through a harder lesson.
So when you understand what's happening to them, it's really happening for them in a way. It's not as hard on you anymore, and you shouldn't internalize it. And you don't internalize it, at least I didn't anymore.
Yeah, well, like I said, if it would do them some good, it'd be great. If it would help them learn the lesson, if it could get them on the right path, it'd be great.
I know it's late.
We need to.
I just saw the dream book, and it made me think. I had a dream I was riding a bicycle, but it was like or walking with one because the ground was hilly. And it was kind of like I was up in the heights, but it wasn't the heights. And it was like I felt someone was coming after me. But it wasn't me. It was weird. I'm wondering if I was seeing somebody.
I can't answer that.
It was very vivid, and it woke me up.
Let me know.
Well, I was going to... You said when they're vivid, they're for a reason.
If they're three times in a row.
Okay. Mine are never three times in a row, but they've come true before.
Pay attention.
Okay.
But I don't know what...
Yeah, well, it was odd, and I felt like it was, and it woke me straight up. Creeped me out.
We need to close.
Yeah.
Circle, please.
Circle.